Last week, on October 18th, we watched the movie The Cosmic Voyage, and at first when we watched it, I wasn't too interested because I just thought it was going to be another science movie that we had to watch, but as the movie progressed, I saw that it was actually really interesting and it summed up a lot of the concepts that we have been learning here at school. The movie talked a lot about the telescope and the microscope and how it actually has influenced humans and how we've progressed in our lives. In 1609, Galileo demonstrated the telescope, and with the telescope, he was able to show people the moon and the mountains that are on the moon, and he was also able to see Jupiter and the moons that revolve around it. It's very interesting to see that even that long ago, they had the technology to look up into outer space and see such detail that is in our galaxy. What I didn't know before watching this movie was that when you actually look up into space, you go back in time. When I first heard this concept, I found it a little bit hard to grasp because it just seemed really hard for me to imagine that when I'm looking up there, it's not the future that I'm looking at, but it's things that have already happened. And the reason that this concept makes sense is because when you look up there, you see stars and galaxies and other planets. And you have to know that those planets were created before you were created, so it makes sense that when you're looking up there, you're looking at the past, and when stars explode and collapse, they're actually releasing more atoms into the universe, so that actually helps to create more planets and more galaxies. And what I also didn't know was that black holes actually are made from collapsed stars, and that's really interesting because we don't know what black holes are, but we do know that they exist. And even when Galileo was just learning about this, it was just amazing that he could actually think about it and conceptualize it back in his time. The microscope was actually perfected in a small little Dutch town, and the man who perfected it actually discovered a small living kingdom in a droplet of water, and it's amazing to think that an actual kingdom lives in such a small particle, because before that we just didn't think that anything was in there and it was just a droplet of water. But now that we have the microscope, we can see inside of it and realize that there are actual organisms with DNA just like us that are living in there. It's interesting to see that the microscope and the telescope have had such a profound effect on our lives, because without them there would be no such thing as a medical field or a science field, because we need that to help us discover more elements and just see how the world functions around us. The movie also took us back into seeing how electrons are moving through wires and how currents are occurring, and this is really interesting because we just learned about this in class, and it helps us to see how things that we learn in a class can be applied to the real world. And this is important because it helps us to actually learn things and actually apply them to our lives instead of just learning it and then forgetting it after our exam is done. The movie talked a lot about telescope and microscopes and how they changed our universe, and I believe this is true because without it, we would still not have progressed, and it's very interesting to see all this change happen. And the movie that we saw takes into account a lot of what we have learned in a lot of the courses that we are taking as biology majors. I know that this is barely my third year, but I've still learned a lot of concepts that help me in my physics class and in my daily understanding of how life is and how it works. The video was very good in showing the actual detail that goes into our DNA and how our atoms are working with one another to create more living organisms. And I was just really surprised at how much I learned from this video, and it was just a really good experience to see something that I have learned so much about in the past 3 years and actually put it into a video where I can just look at it and realize that it's just a summary of what I have learned before.